Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, producer Adam here, the radio producer imagined by Tom and Sam as they go slowly insane on the desert island. A few people have been asking us on the socials whether they've missed an episode because of references to Tom and Sam's favourite crisp choices. We did record this episode, but we decided to launch the podcast with an episode featuring a guest, as this would better reflect the nature of the podcast. So we thought you'd like to hear that original podcast recording. Remember, this is before Jade Adams, before For Freshness the Seal, and before Anthony Costa from Blues Potato Salad. But without further waffle, here we go.
Sam Pamphlon.
Tom McCall. Welcome to Desert Island
Crisps.
This is the desert island on which we live.
Mm-hmm.
It is where we talk about crisps.
Yes.
Which is one of our favourite topics. And in the show that, as it will be, as it goes on, we'll be interviewing some famous people about their favourite crisps.
Their life in crisp.
Their life in crisp.
Yes.
Because everyone's got one.
Yes.
And so me and you met at university, where we were studying...
We studying tarting about.
Yeah, fit studies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bonded over crisps, really, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never met anyone who felt about crisps the way that you felt about crisps.
They have a strong place in my heart.
They really do.
Yeah.
I think it helped, actually, because that we kind of had similar feelings about similar crisps.
Mm.
Because sometimes if someone likes a bag of crisps that I don't like, it makes me hate them a little
bit. Okay.
It makes me judge them.
What, because you're jealous of their palate or because...
No, their lack of palate, I think, denotes that they are somehow mentally substandard.
Because I don't like liver or goat's cheese.
Right.
And I'm jealous of people who do like those things. So maybe you should open your mind a little, Sam,
to
other people's crisp.
I understand that. Angles. Thankfully, there aren't liver and goat's cheese crisps.
True.
Well, that could come out like one of the sensations
right. I bet there are.
I bet there are. That's worth a
Google. I've discovered some wacky flavours, Sam.
That sounds like a Polish crisp to me. That's like a good Polish crisp.
Yes, it is.
A liver crisp. And it would be made using real liver.
Yeah.
Like, there'd be like that dust at the bottom of the pack. Would be incredibly iron rich.
Oh.
And you'd be ding 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 ding
ding ding. God damn,
that's good dust.
I can't feel my face.
Is this real liver? So the idea of the show is that we're going to get our guests, friends, people you might have seen on TV or read in books, I don't know, characters from books. Yeah, we're going to get characters from books on.
No, we're not going to get characters.
Because it's not possible.
Books.
So we're going to get people on and we're going to talk to them about their life in crisp, and they're going to choose three bags to take away to this desert island that we're on. Now, we should point out, those three bags, they will have an infinite amount of that crisp.
Yep.
So it's not like one bag. It's you are living with these three crisps forever.
You will survive. You won't just have three bags of crisp and then die, like, 4 days later.
No.
This.
It would be about 4 days, wouldn't it?
I'd say so. I mean, you'd start drinking the salt water.
Yeah.
I mean, hang on. Have we got any coconuts or anything on our island?
There probably is, but, I mean, if you're new to it, like, if you're sort of... A famous comedian.
Yeah,
what
true.
Do you know about
used to be there
husking
doing,
coconuts?
Doing gags to the
doing
monkeys.
Gags to, yeah.
And, yeah.
Pissing them
off. Hey, guys, look at me. Guys.
Let me have some of your water. You've got, you're mammals. You must drink water, right? So they're going to choose their forever crisp. So this time we don't have any guests because this is us just saying hello to you. So we're going to choose our crisps that we will take to the desert island with us. Or indeed that we have taken.
That we already have taken and have been living off for the last 2 years.
Although we don't know what each other's choices are. So how we've managed to cohabit on this island and not see...
Well, the crispy eating bit is a private...
It's like masturbation.
Exactly, yes.
We go away to our tents and we eat alone.
Yes.
And only if...
Much like
only,
mother and father.
Only wafting from your mouth can I maybe guess what flavour crisp you've been eating.
No, that's just
my morning breath.
Shall we begin, Sam
Shall
Pamphlon?
We begin? Who wants to start?
I think you should.
All right, okay.
So, Sam Pamphlon.
Yeah.
What is your first desert island crisp you'd like to share with us?
I think out of all the crisps I've chosen, this one is me in a bag.
Okay.
It is me in a bag.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. It's a big bag. It's Walker's Max salt and vinegar. Sorry, salt and malt vinegar.
Oh.
And here they are. Now I'm going to make a little bit of noise and open them up.
Okay.
Now, well, the trick with these ones.
Yeah.
I'm turning them upside down, Tom.
Whoa.
I'm eating from the bottom.
Whoa.
I'm eating from the bottom. Just because I think you get the little shardy ones on top.
Yeah.
And they're often the nice ones.
Okay.
And then the saltiness goes down the pack, so it kind of get an even flavour throughout the bag.
Okay.
Now,
I must admit, I think this is my debut on said crisp.
You're joking?
For real.
This isn't the best bag I've had, by the way.
No, it's not. Do you know what it reminds me of?
Go on.
Do you remember Frisps?
Yeah.
It's got a Frisp quality to it.
Now, if Frisps were still readily available, you'd probably have Frisps in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, can we have, like...
I don't think so, because I think we've
nostalgic,
got to eat them.
Yeah, true, we have. Give them
I think one. We could talk about them. So the thing about Frisps, I think they were made of reconstituted potato.
Okay.
So this is cut from a spud, whereas a Frisp is made from, I don't know, like, they mash up a potato and shape it like that, and then they fry it? I don't know. I think it's potato powder. So Frisps had a really light texture, could hold that salt and vinegar flavour so strongly. But Walker's Max, I think, are the best kind of... I love McCoy's.
Yeah.
But this just pushes it for me, just because I think they're just a little bit dirtier than McCoy's.
Okay. They're not as... McCoy's have like a crank to them. This is more of a... They have a crank.
Yeah.
Whereas these have more of a squeen.
Yeah, you feel like these have been... They feel a bit like they're a bit oilier.
They are.
The McCoy's. McCoy's are quite dry.
Mm. They're a bit thinner as well, a bit lighter on the tongue.
They are.
I'm sure people are going to be wondering, what are our borders in terms of... What is a crisp? Because there'll be purists.
Yeah, snack parameters.
Yeah, there'll be a purist that says a crisp has to be a potato-based snack. Where do you lay on that?
I think there's people are living in prehistoric times.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
Me too.
I think the snack world has moved on so much.
Mm-hmm.
You can't... So, otherwise, you're just walking around going, oh, is it? What's the best flavour? Walker's salt and vinegar or Walker's cheese and onion. You know, you've got to bring in things like, you know, is it a spicy tomato snap? You know, something like...
Tangy Tom, if we're going down that line.
Is it a Tangy Tom? Because it could be.
I was in school... Yeah.
5p.
5p, and check this out. My mate Tom Hill, he bought this bag of Tangy Toms and he'd saved them all day for the walk home.
Yeah.
And we're walking home and he opened it up and there was one Tangy Tom the size of a cricket ball. Chomped away on it.
Ate it like an apple.
Oh, I remember it well. But yeah,
that's weird.
Would they be a maize snack?
They are maize-based snacks, aren't they? Or corn.
Let's see. But anyway, what we're saying is we're involving the maize snack. Mm-hmm. We're involving the... What else is there? Potato snack, a maize snack, corn snack.
Any
kind of snack. But where does the... Where do we end our involvement?
You can't just stick a nut in.
Okay.
If you're giving me a whole nut...
Yeah.
I'm going to say, because I feel like a snack is something that a man has made, whereas a peanut is a God snack.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? God just made that. That's land snack.
What about, can we have pork scratchings?
Again, I don't think so, because I think...
No, I don't think
that's the skin of an animal. I mean, it is a snack.
And it is kind of like, it's semi-man-made, but that's born of the earth. Didn't Pringles once walk the earth pre-man?
What?
Pringles walked the earth pre-man with the dinosaurs.
What are you talking about?
Pringles, man.
What are you talking about? That's being so weird. Pringles.
Yeah, they once ruled the world.
No, they didn't.
They did.
They're too friable. They'll come apart.
After the dinosaurs.
Pre-human.
Pringles wiped out the dinosaurs.
Did they?
Yeah, they walk around like all the tubes joined together and made some kind of massive pinhole men.
And so the Pringles inside was like their blood.
I'd say it was more their bones, personally.
Oh, right. Well, what's the tubes then? Their skin?
Yeah.
This is taking a very weird turn,
hasn't it? Let's move on. So
even so Pringles could be involved as well because they are but they're reconstituted potato.
Yeah.
Because no one gets that lucky cutting a potato that many times. Mm-hmm. You don't get that shape.
True.
Going back to these walkers before I take to the on. Eating this bag now, I'm starting to regret it.
2 years in.
2 years in, I'm starting to regret it. I'm thinking I maybe should have brought McCoy's in. A good trick for these is to put them in the fridge.
That's big talk.
There's something about salt and vinegar when it gets cold.
Mm.
Like a cold vinegar on a chip.
Yeah.
The colder the vinegar, the more it is kind of goes...
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm on board with that, Sam.
So when they're really cold, they get really tangy.
Mm.
I think maybe what I've got here is a warm pack.
Oh, dear.
I've actually chosen a hot pack, Tom.
Well, why don't you stick them in the fridge and then we'll get them out in half an hour and see what's happening.
Yeah. We'll taste test.
Okay. Well, whilst you're fridging, shall I...
Thank you, pardon.
Introduce my...
Please do. What's your first crisp to go onto the island with?
Well, I'm going to open with the pickled onion Space Raider.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got a history with that goddamn snack.
I used to live on them.
Yeah?
Like, literally, I bought 24 packs once and just ate them.
In one go?
Yeah, over about a three-hour period. When there was
10p. Is that non-stop or is that with breaks?
Well, that's just kind of snacking away.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't like, I'm going to eat 24 packs.
Yeah.
I just happened to have £2.40 and thought, why not? And then just started eating them. And then before I knew it, they were gone. And then the inside of my mouth started to corrode.
Oh,
it like went white and started peeling off. So I think the moral of this tale is, don't fuck with the Space Raider.
No, they contain some serious...
Yeah, some acid, man. But I don't
think... Was it painful? Was there blood or... Did you sort of peel the skin out and spit it out?
Yeah, I could literally pull like swathes of skin off my mouth.
That's terrible.
But anyway, apart from that, the reason they're there, partly, I mean, the price point, when they were 10p...
It was crazy.
Nothing could touch them. I mean,
no.
You weren't getting crisps for 10p then.
You weren't, then.
You were getting... You were talking 25p, 30p, at least. 30p. You get three packs for the price of one?
Yeah.
Guess what I'm going to.
And they were lighter, of course, but the pure amount of flavour they had to put on them.
Oh.
It's almost like because they knew the texture wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
There's no ready salted Space Raider. If you ate a ready salted Space Raider, it would just suck the joy out of your life. But they put so much flavouring on.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
It was undeniable.
They are hit and miss, though.
Do you know what? They were.
Back in the day,
I think
you would get three bags... And you could guarantee there'd be one of those three bags would basically just be like, oh my God, they forgot to put all the dust on.
Yeah, like a disco.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a salt and vinegar disco. When they hit, they could have been on my list, you know. But when they don't hit, which is like one in two.
It reveals the texture because they're a little bit too thick.
Cardboard vibes.
Yeah.
But back to Space Raiders.
Yeah.
So did you know, right? They put the price up in 2007 to 15p initially.
Yeah.
And the... United Biscuits, the directors of United Biscuits.
I thought you said the guy was called United Biscuits.
I am United Biscuits.
Hello, I'm Mr. Biscuits.
But they received death threats.
Did they?
That says it all for me.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't. Space
that was people our age making those threats. As
that's
well.
An institution, man.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the Space Raiders.
How much are they now? 30p? The 30p now?
No, the 20p now. But they did go to 25, and then I think...
And they brought them back.
All madness occurred, and they brought them back down.
Are you sure they're not 30p?
They're 20p, man.
I feel like I had a bag, and they were 30p.
You got much
No, there's other snacks that...
Transformer snacks.
Yeah. And beef grills.
Oh, yeah, beef grills.
God, they're dirty.
They're the lattice things.
The lattice ovals.
Like a lacrosse bat.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. They're like these little... cages for tiny hummingbirds made out of latticed beef grill. Oh, God. And it does. They taste so good. It's one of the few meat crisps I'm really, really down with.
Well, maybe you should have picked them instead of your dodgy, maxi...
They're not dodgy. You wait till they come out of the fridge. They're going to be absolutely freaking delicious.
Okay. So, yeah, there's my number one choice. There's my first choice.
And I think even if you did have a kind of... if it was a little bit like hit and miss, it doesn't matter. You've got infinite bags in your design.
Exactly.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah. You can just dash them away.
Yeah.
Put some kind of like message in a crisp pack.
Yeah,
send it out to sea.
Get eaten by some dolphin.
My other thing about Space Raiders is I feel like nostalgia plays a big part in crisp choice.
So much, yeah.
And I think they...
Because you become very brand loyal.
Yeah. And they hit high on nostalgia, don't they? Nice. Imagine you're on the desert island. Yeah? Well, we're on our desert island here, where we actually are right now. You want things that are going to be beyond a foodstuff.
They're going to take you back.
Exactly.
Transport you.
Exactly. And that's what the space really does for me, sir.
This is why I really fucked up with my first choice.
Yeah, massively.
Here's a question. It's a good bag.
That's a good bag.
What are they? I've never questioned what a space raider is.
It's a maze snack, isn't it?
No, no, no. What's the shape? Is it just a face?
It's an alien's head, you madman.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever looked at it properly.
They're a corn snack made from corn and wheat.
Corn and wheat?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. You know, we're saying maize. I think maize is corn.
Oh, man.
Or is maize wheat?
God, we should look this up, man.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Number two, Sam.
Well, I'm all over it. Pickled onion. Because it's got to be... It's got to be something... something that's pickled onion flavour. And I think probably the best pickled onion in the world, one that doesn't taste too weird, is Monster Munch.
Yeah, man.
Here it is.
Yeah, man.
There they are.
That's undeniable. I mean, I'd have had them because they are up there for me. But I went with the Space Raiders instead, and I thought, I can't have two pickled onions on the desert island. I've got to mix it up a bit.
Because if you get bored of pickled onion, that's two-thirds of all the Christmas tea ever gone.
But I commend that choice.
Thank you. I have trouble eating them now, because as I've got older, as you get older, your gums recede a little bit, and more stuff gets in your teeth.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I will eat a bag of Monster Munch. Actually, they'd be good for weight loss for me, because if I eat a bag of Monster Munch, I will only actually swallow about a quarter of a bag, and the rest would just be in my back teeth.
Corroding.
Yeah, for ages. You know, I just have to lick it out. So yeah, I can't eat those in public because I will just need to pick it all out. But nostalgia-wise, massive. And also, they were unashamed to be pickled onion flavour.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're a selfish crisp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the kind of crisp you eat on your own. In the dark, crying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't come near me.
I'm having my Monster Munch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is good for a desert island because there'll be moments of depression.
Yeah.
We're going to get low, Sam. We're going to get sick of each other.
I'm feeling pretty down now.
And so just to go away and have your bit of pickled onion Sam time.
Yeah.
I think is a good thing.
I want to maybe get a bag and crush them all up and then drink them. Try and drink them. Like, you know when you do it at the end of the bag where you tip the dust in.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and turn a whole bag to dust.
Okay, I'm not sure drink is the right word.
Well, I've gone insane with all this. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I love these with a cheese sandwich.
That's nostalgia biting at you there, Sam.
Yeah.
That, just a simple cheese sandwich. That's a childlike sandwich.
My mum's made me my history mind.
Yeah.
My mum's got two slices of Mighty White.
Mm.
A white bread, so tasty it was banned. It was banned! I think it had bleach in it. Because they want to make it really white, so they like bleach the flour.
Really?
Something like that. But it was
I thought you were
going to
say like the sugar levels were just madness.
Oh, they probably were, but it was freaking delicious.
Yeah.
That thick spread with Dairy Lee
and
a bag of Monster Munch.
Yeah, okay.
Even now, I would... You know,
open them up, man. Do you remember the the Monster Munch Club. It was.
Well, I remember the four characters. Well, I don't remember them, but.
Hmm. Oh, you know what? It's a cleaner flavour than the Space Raider.
The texture's slightly better as well.
Ah, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. But anyway, the Monster Munch Club, it was like a club you could join. When you became a member, you got a membership card and a pen and like these books and a story tape with like monster stories and accompanying music and stuff. Like, that's beyond a crisp for me. Do you know what I mean? That's a community.
It's a cult.
Yeah, but not in a bad way.
No.
I suppose when you're in a cult, like, you don't see it for what it is. So
no.
It could be a cult, but...
But it just didn't take off like they hoped.
No.
But I love the way that Monster Munch have just really kind of... They knew what they were. They've not messed around with too many different things. I would say the only they brought out Flamin' Hot.
Yeah.
But that Flamin' Hot flavour profile has been used on Max Crisps as well and on Cheetos. But that looks... That's a nice flavour. Flamin' Hot flavour's nice.
Mm. They actually do have a bit of a rocky history, Monster Munch.
Do they?
Yeah, because they started out as a Smith's product.
Oh.
In like the
70s. Days before the Monopoly started.
Yeah, in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their monsters, and they had wacky flavours. They had like, what do they have? They had like the roast beef that's still vibing now. They had sizzling bacon.
What?
Salt and vinegar. They had a salt and vinegar.
Oh my God, you're joking.
For reals, bro.
Monster Munch salt and vinegar.
Yeah, they had a saucy flavour, a cheese and onion flavour. And they all came under certain, the different monsters. And then Walkers came along, bought them up, and just changed all the monsters and changed all the flavours.
Really?
And then in like 2008, they went back to the old school.
Yeah, something happened.
Yeah, everyone must have just complained and just gone, no.
Look, because on this bag it says Mega Monster Munch. Did it not happen that Monster Munch went smaller?
Oh, yeah.
And then recently they made them bigger again.
What?
It's still not as big because my hands are bigger.
This is what I can't figure out. I swear when I was a kid, it would take me about a minute per Monster Munch.
Yeah, it was like when you... It was like picking up, like a...
A hand.
Yeah.
You'd go in, it'd be the size of your hand. It'd
like a baseball glove or something.
Yeah, it'd be like Tom Hill's Tangy Tom.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They were huge. And I think... Are we just bigger? Or are they smaller?
Yeah, I think in a cheese sandwich, I think you used to put four in. You put one Monster Munch per corner.
I don't know if it's the kind of crisp you put in a sandwich, Sam.
Well, no, because you could injure your roof of your mouth. Because they're bobbly. And if one of the fingers of a Monster Munch, if that gets in your soft palate, it's going to hurt.
You know, there's an ongoing debate as well.
Go on.
As to, is it a paw of a monster, or is it the eye of one of the monsters has got an eye? Yeah. Look at his eye. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's the only one that has that eye.
Yeah, true. But look at the crisp. That is the same as that eye, bro.
I think that is a foot, though. I mean, why they're eating their own feet... That's no less crazy than eating one guy's eye.
They're good. They're good.
Right. Well, they're on the island with
me. Well, I commend that choice, Sam.
Thank you very much.
We're not allowed to share our desert island crisps, are we? Just on this inaugural day where we're coming together to...
I mean, I guess not, but...
Well, we'll see.
That would mean we'd have six bags each.
We can't do that.
Okay.
But thank you for allowing me to have one of yours.
That's your final ever taste of...
Okay, so my second choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... The T-bone steak Royster.
Oh my God, that's a wild choice.
It's out there.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hard to find.
You think that, Sam, but...
I do, Tom. I do think that.
But in the...
You don't see them in your standard crisp rack.
You're in the wrong shop, bro. Do you know where to buy crisps these days?
Online?
Nope. Pound shops. Pound shops, bro. Six packs, pound.
Roysters?
Roysters. Original size packets.
Really?
Six packs for a pound. That's like 15p each.
Is it? I don't. Look at you counting so fast.
How many is that? How many
I don't even think the maths work. It's less than 20p.
It's less than 20p.
Look, should we do this?
Go on, you do it and I'll...
I just always wondered about the sadness of... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Spilt our infinite crisps. So, Roysters.
Yeah.
They're amazing. I remember them. Because, again, it was a meat crisp. But I remember thinking, I don't like meat crisps. But they were something called a bubble chip.
Yes, sir.
No, you don't see. Like, that didn't catch on.
Exactly.
Why?
They're a unique thing, man.
So, £1 divided by six. Why can't we do this freaking Sunday?
It's like 7.
That's why we can't do it. It's 0.16666667p. No way I would have got that.
0.16p.
Oh, no, sorry, 16p.
16p. 16.6.
But 16p recurring.
for a full size pack of crisps.
That's really good.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in a Saint, like a supermarket, and you're getting your meal deal on the go, yeah. You get like a packet of Walkers, just standard crisps. Standard, yeah. You're talking like 60-70p, bro.
Oh, mate, it's crazy.
So, yeah.
It saves me to get a bag of McCoy's. It's 85p.
Exactly. So, again, price point hit is working for me. I know we have infinite crisps on the island, but like...
It's still a good... You're going to want to tell stories on the island. Exactly. You're going to want to tell me that pound shop story again.
I want to
hear it.
Oh, yeah. And do you know what they have for me, the T-Bone Steak Royster? They live in a similar world as the Brannigan. Do you know what I mean?
Crisps that never quite made it.
But
they're still going.
To people who know, they know, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I see someone eating a T-Bone Steak Royster...
You know you're going to like that person.
It's like, give me some of them knuckles, son.
Yeah. I feel like when you see someone with a T-Bone Steak Royster, it's like when you see someone with trainers that you really like.
Mm.
You kind of look at it and kind of nod in your head like, yeah.
Yes. They're a bit of a hipster crisp, potentially.
Oh, no, I don't want to arm blow. Really?
I mean, potentially. The way we're talking about them, it's like you see a guy with some Air Jordans, you're like, yeah, bro.
Yeah. You see someone, I need to get some Roysters.
Yeah. But they have a nostalgic place in my heart, the Royster. They take me back to a place.
The name.
Exactly.
It's like they were just designed by someone called Roy, and no one had ever given him a nickname before. And he's like, well, hey. I've always wanted to be called the Royster, so I'm called my crisps. Roysters.
I always wanted to be called Ace.
Ace?
Yeah, and then someone called me Eggy Bread, and that was the end of it.
You made the classic mistake of asking to get a new nickname. So we were in a car in Edinburgh doing a play in 2005, and Tom just said, I think I want a new nickname. Because your drunk alter ego had been going by the name of Kid Manners for some time.
He was a good
guy. I think you'd outgrown him.
Yeah.
Also, another friend had decided that his DJ name was going to be Kid Manners. And that was it, because you were upset. You're like, why is he... Someone's stolen my drunk alter ego's name and he's now using it as a DJ. Yeah, which you were upset about. And Kid Manners was even more upset.
Oh, he was livid.
So you wanted a new nickname and you were throwing a few out. Ace. And then I
kept Bobby Knuckles.
Tommy Cool Chaps.
Yeah.
Like that. And then I suggested Eggy Bread. And it sort of stuck.
Yeah, yeah. Within certain realms.
Yeah, every now and then.
Anyway, let's move on from Eggy Bread. One more on the Royster.
Go.
One more on the Royster. They're a really reliable crisp.
Right, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a dustless pack.
Lovely. Well, they're only going to make like 30 packs a year, haven't they?
I eat them all, bro.
Yeah, I mean, they're really handmade.
Yeah. Who's got them now?
Who's got them now?
It's got to be probably Walkers.
Roysters. Oh my god, they were KP.
KP, that's it.
They're KP.
They still are KP.
That's why you can't get them anywhere.
Yeah.
Because they're getting pushed
Brannigan's
out.
Brannigan's a KP as well.
All the ones that are getting pushed out. Discos. Frisps.
Oh, they're there.
Phileas Fogg. God, they were horrible.
Knickknacks. Remember them?
They were horrible. Knickknacks.
Ooh. Ribbon saucy.
Ribbon saucy. Now, that was a mistake flavour.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Really?
I liked a ribbon saucy.
No, I was such a fan of... I loved knickknacks. I had an argument with my wife about knickknacks the other day because she said they were all toilet. Mm. Nice and spicy. Classic. Scampi and lemon. The smell alone. They couldn't live up to the smell.
Was it scampi and lemon?
It was scampi and lemon.
Ooh.
It was amazing.
Ooh.
And then they had... Yeah, ribbon saucy. Ribbon saucy was not good.
I liked them, man.
Yeah.
They were... you could beat someone to death with a knickknack.
They're really good.
They're like...
They're pretty sturdy.
There's some weight to them, man.
Yeah. If I was getting followed home, I just put knickknacks in between my fingers instead of 50p's.
Stay away, bro.
I got knickknacks. I'm going to knickknack you out.
So, Sam.
Yeah.
What's your third and final addition to your Desert Island crisps?
At all, actually. Before I go for my third and final, I think I can see something in the distance.
What's that?
It looks like some sort of seabird. It's Steven Seagull.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Oh, and he's dropped a present for us. Look.
Uh-oh.
What are these?
What do we have here?
Oh, look, Tom. It's that segment of the show we'll be doing.
Ah.
Where Steven Seagull will be dropping in a mystery bag of... what you could call abroad crisps or foreign crisps.
I like to call them foreign crisps.
Foreign mac crisps. Crisps you don't see very often because they've been imported. And this week we have Lorenz Snack World, and they're giving us a bag of crisps called Curly. And underneath, Curly, that's a shape. And underneath it says Peanut Classic.
Ooh.
Dude, they look like Wotsits.
Do you know what? Like, I'm glad that they've clearly marked they're a Peanut Classic.
Can I tell you, I actually have a history with these.
Oh, yeah.
I have a small history with the Peanut Classic.
Go on.
I was travelling back from Meyerhofen from snowbombing.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
And I was in a van with lots of other people who'd just been caning it for 10 days. The smell of the van was horrific. And we pulled up at German services. And I just was like, you know that thing where you can't choose your crisps and you're panicking, you're really hungover and you're like, anxiety levels are raising. Like, just choose a bag. Yeah. So I grabbed these ones thinking, like, what's it? Safe choice. I'm colourblind. I can't see it. I didn't see that it said Peanut Classic on it.
Ooh, yeah.
So I get into the van, we've got another 4 hours to go. I've got some weird kind of beef kraut sandwich. I mean, as in got kraut in it, not as in I'm labelling German people's...
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut, yeah. And so I eat that. Oh, that's disappointing. But all right, the Wotsits will cover it up. And then to get a mouthful of peanut, well, it was just the most disappointing thing. I love peanuts.
Okay.
But I'm prepared to overlook that bad memory because maybe they're lovely.
Shall I open them?
Please do.
My little sister is allergic to peanuts. And I fed her some French peanut crisps once. Nearly killed her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here we go. Right. So, Lorenz. Oh, they stink, man.
Yeah.
They taste like peanut butter, man. Oh, hang on. No. What's that?
Oh, are you on a flavour?
Oh, I'm on some kind of taste roller coaster here. Whoa.
It's like a moment where it's like peanut butter.
Yeah, and then it's like kind of some metal, like...
It's like licking a coin.
Yeah. Like sucking on a twopence piece.
It's not as bad as I remember.
I'm not a fan. So is the idea, Sam, we can swap the mystery crisp for one of our crisp choices?
I just had a really salty one, and it wasn't bad.
I'm having one more. I mean...
I'm not swapping out.
No, I'm not swapping out.
If I wanted peanuts, I'd get peanuts.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen. Off you go.
Swoop back down and take away your... strange, foreign crisp. Take them back to where they come from,
yeah,
Stephen.
So we
don't want them over here, right?
No, 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 it's straight up crisp over here. Foreign muckle.
Let's. Number three, Sam.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
It is known all around the world, or in England, or in Britain. It is the Walker's Square salt and vinegar flavour.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And the reason it's salt and vinegar is because it's just a great... I don't mind the other flavours.
Do you know the cheese and onion square?
That's what I was about to say.
That's like my only cheese and onion go-to.
They're not bad. They're for cheese and onion.
But like, I'm not much of a cheese and onion guy, but the cheese and onion square, I will buy that.
Yeah, there's something about the texture they are... Because, you know, like, crunchy things in your mouth... I watched it on a Heston thing. Crunching through stuff is a genuine thing. Like, it's a pleasure thing.
Mm.
It's a lovely... The sound kind of makes you salivate. And so they just... They are incredibly crispy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never, ever had a bad bag.
Flavour-wise, I agree. I've occasionally had a bag that's been over-baked.
All right.
But flavour-wise, they are one of, if not the most reliable crisp.
Now, are they baked or are they fried? I think they're fried. Because you know if they were baked, they would say, we're baked.
Yeah, true. All right, fried.
They are.
Over-fried, then.
They are.
They're made from potato granules.
Recostitute potatoes, see? It's like smash. Mm. They are lower calorie than a lot of crisps.
Is that so?
Yeah. So, for example, you get less in a bag, but let's look at Monster Munch for a second.
Oh, that's twice the size, man.
Yeah, well, let's do per 100 grams then.
All right.
Hang on, I might make it sort of look like a dick here. So, a quarter of a Monster Munch is fat. 25 grams. 18% for squares.
Isn't that the percentage of your recommended daily?
No, that's per 100 grams.
Okay.
So, 18% fat for squares, 25% fat for... Monster Munch, and for these recently refrigerated, oh my god, 32.8, nearly twice a square.
They certainly are, and that's, max.
And that's a big, that's a 50 gram bag. Dang. So, 50 grams, eating a Walker's Max, 50 grams, it's like eating, that's a 27.5 gram. I'm going to work it out, Tom. That's like eating four bags of squares.
Wow. I'd do four squares over that any day.
I think I would. I think I made a terrible mistake.
Any day of the week. That was a schoolboy error that you're going to have to live with for eternity. I commend your third choice. It was one that I toyed with myself.
I bet.
Where the reason I mean, a disco, a Salt and Vinegar disco has... A good pack of Salt and Vinegar discos is up there with a square, but you can't rely on the disco.
No, you can't.
You ever had Salt and Vinegar Quavers?
They came out. There was a time where Quavers said, all right, we're going to release some new flavours. They did Prawn Cocktail.
Yeah, man. They had a multi-pack.
Salt and Vinegar. And the Prawn Cocktail and the Salt and Vinegar were incredible. And if they were still that Steven Seagal flapping his wings. If they were still available now...
They must be, right?
I found some in a supermarket, and I think it's reasonable. I think it's probably about 5 years ago. I don't know where you're getting now.
Yeah, true. I haven't seen them. But the Salt and Vinegar Quaver. I mean, in fact, that multi-pack.
Because every now and then you get one that tasted so salt and vinegar, it was like it was cold, and you go...
Yeah.
And it was so perfect. It was
like
gorgeous.
The disco dusk.
Yeah.
The bottom of the pack.
Yeah. And he just played it, just that texture of the Quaver with the salt and vinegar flavouring. It was just so perfect.
Mm.
And I don't know why they're not around anymore.
No. Maybe they are. Let's...
You're not going to get them in the shop. You're not going to get them not out of a multi-pack.
No.
So,
true. Yeah. Not to be sold separately.
They're not to be sold separately.
Correct. Okay. Do you want my third and final choice?
I want nothing more.
You know how we touched on earlier with your pickled onion Monster Munch about the selfish choice?
Yeah, go on.
I've gone with the ultimate selfish choice.
There's a couple of options as to what this could be.
My number three.
Go on.
I've gone with the scampi fry.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
That is a...
The scampi fry is the masturbation of the crisp world.
It is.
It is an entirely solo, selfish act that isn't to be done around other people.
No.
And when it is, it's done with such a, I don't care about life anymore attitude that...
If you saw someone eating a bag openly on a packet of scampi fries on a bus, you think that man's life is over.
Yeah.
He doesn't care anymore.
Exactly. He just doesn't care what people think.
I think it's an amazing choice. What I will say about scampi fries is I used to huff them.
What on earth is huffing?
Because the taste, because a good percentage of your taste is smell, and this is why scampi fries are so amazing, because they smell so pungent.
Yeah.
That I would... As I was eating them, I'd put the bag to my nose and, and smelling that scampi, that...
Bro,
where
were you? On the bus?
No, I was hiding. In my own room, somewhere quiet.
Huffing. Have you made that word up?
I have. It'd be like you'd huff glue.
Okay.
Because the smell, it needs to be accompanied by the smell. Oh, God, I could really smell
it. Again, it's that
now.
Selfish act, isn't it?
I used to smell the bag after I'd finished them.
Sam, you're worrying me a little.
Sorry, dude. So what's your memories of scampi fries? What was your preferred way of eating them? Just completely alone or?
Well, do you know what? For me, they've always been a pub snack. I'd say like...
They tended to sell them in pubs.
Yeah.
On I'd the little say boards. Like,
with the bacon fries.
Yes.
Until pound shops started ruling the high street.
God,
now you can do 3 scampi fries, 3 of the bacon fries in a multi-pack, £1.
This is ridiculous.
Bro. So now they've become an after work, late at night, solo vibe.
They are really, really good with a beer.
Like, the wife's not around. I'll just nail, like, 2 packs.
Yeah.
Like,
there is such a pungent smell to them, though, that you do have to wash your hands afterwards.
Did you ever see they made an advert. Have you seen this advert?
No.
People should look it up if they don't know what I'm talking about. Look up Scampi Fry advert. And they used the scent...
I mean, it's not a scent, it's a smell. That is not a scent anymore.
But without being too explicit,
your friends here.
Someone, a young man, was at a party, a house party, and he went to the loo and ate some scampi fries.
Because that's that place where you should eat them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you should be ashamed.
And he came back to his mates and was like, get a whiff on that.
Put his fingers under their nose.
And they were like, yeah, man, yeah.
That was an actual advert.
That's a real advert.
No way.
For real, look it up.
That's the kind of advert I just would have thought we would Like, that was kind of advert.
I'm pretty
that
sure.
That is what people used to do at school.
Yeah.
After you have some happy fries, you did used to kind of do, you did used to do that. None of us had ever touched a vagina.
Still haven't.
So, it's been time.
So yeah, they're my three.
Are you going to get Border Scampi fries? Well, you, of course you're forever.
No way, man.
Really?
I think out of the three...
They're the ones that are going to last you.
Yeah, because of their selfish nature.
Yeah, there's something hypnotic about it.
It's just like, it's like eating a really good brie. Do you know what I mean? Right, where you're just like... Me and my missus have got into posh cheese recently.
Everyone goes through a stage.
And we've been hitting up this brie and you're just walking around the shops. Have you still got it, like, from going to the cheese shop? And people are turning around and looking at you just going, what is that? And just in my soul, I'm saying, you don't know, man.
Are you walking around eating a piece of brie?
No, I'm not eating it. I'll go to the posh cheese shop and then I'll go and do some other bits and bobs, bit of groceries, getting my, like, bread and
but
that.
You're saying that there's a taint on you now that people can tell.
They can smell the thing, man.
Because you even so potent. Because it's in your bag.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
And it's so potent. Scampi fries have the same thing. Yeah. It makes you. It gives you just a veneer of just. I don't care.
I'm alone. Yeah. No, but in a good way. Like
yeah. Yeah. I embrace this.
You for me, I'd need to be a wheel of smelly brie in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I don't know how big my pocket is. I've got a wheel of brie. I'm eating some scampi fries and I'm listening to Yes by McCalmont and Butler. Yes, I do feel better. And everyone's looking at me and I'm like, I don't care about you. I'm care because I'm coming out. That's my coming out song.
Exactly.
You know.
Thank you.
Eating scampi fries in public. Yeah. That would be the moment.
Let's do it.
Can you imagine opening a pack in front of your parents then being like, oh my God, no. Like, yeah, sorry, I like scampi fries.
Yeah.
Smell my finger.
Yeah. Get a whiff on that.
Lovely.
Well, that brings us to the point in the podcast, Sam.
Yes.
Where we have our three crisps.
We do.
But we also get a choice of dip.
It's our luxury item.
Our luxury item. One could tailor one's crisps to one's dip.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever said ones so many times in a sentence.
It's a new thing that you're doing. I'm totally on board. One is totally on board with it.
But one is would rather not do that.
Right.
So I'm just going to... I'll open up.
I see what you're saying. Do
you know what I mean? There. Because you could have... Say you had some kind of salsa. You'd need a kind of tortilla vibe.
This is what's going through my head now. So like salsa would be necessarily probably my dip of choice.
Yes.
But is it right for the crisps that
I have? Exactly. Now, I mean, I don't know what you dip in a scampi fry in.
I've got an idea.
Are you? Oh, I'm starting to have some kind of like a tzatziki or something to cool it off.
I don't think I want to eat a scampi fry and be thinking of the flavours of mint and yogurt.
What are you having then?
I think you know, like when you go to Sainsbury's and you get those that four dip tray, and it's all white dips like Thousand Island, garlic, and onion, sour cream, and chocolate, and you never know which one's which.
Dip roulette.
I know they're not particularly good dips, but I would probably choose like one of the sour cream and chive ones because it's going to go with everything. Because I can see me dipping a Monster Munch into that.
I thought you were going to try and sneak in four dips in one go.
No, I'm not a prick.
So you're saying the sour cream and chive dip from the roulette supermarket dip thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
And I'm not going to choose the Doritos one because I do like Doritos dips. But their sour cream and chive one is just so much like a mixture of just semen and tofu. It just looks so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, the texture's all funny for me.
Can I have, like, whiskey as my dip?
No, because that's becoming a drink then, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that is possibly the...
That's cheating.
Oh, it's the most brazen cheating I've ever seen try.
And imagine sullying a whiskey with a scampi fry.
Or vice versa.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to have... Is hummus a dip?
Yeah.
I'm having hummus.
Yeah, all right, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. I like hummus as a dip for crisps.
Yeah, me too.
It's very Moorish. And also, the benefit of that is you've just basically turned your crisps and dips into something almost resembling a meal.
I have.
You've got unlimited dip, so basically you've got unlimited hummus. You've gamed the system, Tom.
Yes, sir.
It would have been better if we'd allowed you to have unlimited whiskey.
that wouldn't have lasted long.
So, also, on the island, you get one pop as standard.
Yeah.
As standard, it comes as a Diet Coke, but you're prepared. If you want, you can change that to anything else, within reason.
Okay. Are you sticking with Diet Coke?
I am.
I think I'm going to switch it
because I'm not. I don't know what the toothbrushing situation is on the island. I can't be drinking that much sugar.
That's true. I might just have a. Oh, I do like a ginger beer.
You're going to get sick of ginger beer, aren't you?
Yeah, man. I'm just going to have fizzy water.
You shut your face. You shut your face till you die.
I like a fizzy water.
So?
I gave up, basically, right?
Hang on. You're trying to game the system. Look, let's just assume.
How's that game in the system?
We've found water on the island. We've got water on the island.
We haven't got carbonated water on the island.
Why do you want carbonated water?
I like a fizzy water.
Not that much. Oh. No one can like it that much. They could have it instead of a lilt.
My missus got me a soda stream for my birthday.
Are you just making hot? Just making fizzy water?
Straight up, bro.
It's amazing. Water all the time.
Yeah, man. I mean, liters of it. Liters of it a day.
Really?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's fine. It's water, but
okay. I'll have.
I mean, you can have that if you want, but I just don't think that's.
No, you've.
I just think. I think halfway through, you're like, "Oh, can I have one of your Diet Coke?"
Yeah, I would
go
be.
Fuck yourself. Okay. You have. Yeah. And is there any worse drink than a carbonated water? Like, could you buy a bottle of water, put it in your bag, hour later, glug glug glug, it's still good. Carbonated water when it's losing its fizz, is horrible.
Can I have my SodaStream machine?
No, you can't have access to all possible cold drinks.
No, but just, we've got access to water, yeah? All I want is my machine so I can have freshly carbonated water.
Well, it would be fresh anyway, because you'd have endless bottles.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
You don't need to bring your SodaStream.
All right.
Are you really going to go with carbonated water?
No, I'm going to go with...
You can. People are going to be... No, don't, look. Don't just crumble just because you've been challenged.
I just feel like eggy bread right now.
You're looking at me like eggy bread right now. I want ace back.
I'll have...
Your heart's not in this now. Your heart's not in the chest.
I'm having fizzy water.
All right, you have your fizzy water. Yeah. There we go, fizzy water. All right, well, that kind of brings us to the end of the initial podcast.
Yeah.
I should point out, hopefully our first guest is going to be the wonderful Jade Adams.
Yeah, comedian extraordinaire.
Who I've been very lucky to have worked with a couple of times. We look forward to having her on. Mm-hmm. I have emailed her and she is extremely excited. Mm-hmm. She replied, "I love crisps."
Nice.
And that is all you need to...
Is she excited about being marooned on an island for the rest of her days?
No, I mean, because that is sort of a hell, really, isn't it? That she's taken away from her loved ones and family. Mm. Two people she doesn't really know.
Just some scampy fried breath.
Yeah. Just one bags. One guy just with his orange mouth with scampy dust and just me... trying to get an infinite amount of bags, bury an infinite amount of salt and vinegar max bags. That's my totem of my one big mistake. I've ruined infinity. God, I hate myself for doing that. Let me just see if there's any better cold.
Come on in. Give us one.
They're good, but... Oh.
No. Sam, they're not a desert island crisp.
Do you know what? Bit of dip, that'll be all right. All right.
You're wrong.
Well... We're going to build a shack out of leaves now and mm-hmm. bed down for the evening. Probably eat some crisps and have a couple of Dalek Cokes. You can have a...
Sam, I'm going to have some private time right now.
You go unload into that bag this game.
I will.
All right.
Farewell all.
Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye now.
Bye. You should do that link with that crisp in your mouth next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Special thank you as always to producer Adam Loveday Brown, editor Mikey Loveday, Ollie Kilby for the art and Phil Surtees for the music. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.